Creativity Train, Ghost Chord Soloing. Combine your theory, your fretboard knowledge, and your ear training like a saxophonist. You play over simple vamps like a bar G and a bar D, or maybe a bar C and a bar A minor. You could even plan to have the first and last note of the phrase on each chord be a chord tone and then just improvise the middle bit. You know, for example, if it's a G major 7 chord, you might start on a G, have planned to start on a G and end on a B, but in the middle, do whatever you want. Or on a D7, you start on an F sharp and end on an A, but in the middle, you do what you want.